流れの花のあなた、だから私なんて釣り合うわけないって思うけど、だけど手放したくないのです。シンデレラストーリーは本当にありますか？この幸せ信じていいですか？好きでいてもいいですか？
Hello and welcome to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me as he always does is Karsten.
Hello, hello!
Hello, Karsten. It's good to be back, right?
Yeah, we had a couple of weeks break now, ready to pounce on the new good stuff.
Yes, kind of an involuntary break. I mean, things happen and we reschedule and then try to reschedule again, but now we finally are able to nail this episode down.
Yeah.
This is My Happy Marriage. But is it happy?
Yeah. Spoiler warning. No, it's not a spoiler. I mean, it says so in the title. It's a happy marriage after a while.
Oh, but they didn't actually get... We're getting ahead of ourselves, though. I don't think they actually married, right?
Yeah. Yet. Yeah.
Oh.
They did. After the credits, you see a scene where they...
Yes. Interesting. Yes, you're actually right. They might be married at that point.
Yeah, because you never watch after the credits, so...
well, that's very interesting, actually. Okay, yeah, because, I mean, it starts off, what should we call it, Dickens-esque?
Yeah.
Maybe? Like, please, sir, can I have some more?
Yeah. And also the, what do you call her, in English, Ashpot.
Yes, Cinderella.
Cinderella, yeah. Story in there.
Ashpot, yes, that's the Norwegian
name. Yeah. Yeah, directly translated.
Yes. Yes, it's like a Cinderella story, an evil stepmom that comes in into the relationship with a dead mom. And he mistreats the stepdaughter. And I mean, for the life of me, I don't really know why, because they're all obsessed with her lineage.
Yeah. I mean, there's some Naruto-esque bloodline stuff going in here, where they have this... I mean, it gets explored later down in the episodes, but I really thought it was cool how the powers was handled. It's everyone don't have it, but if you have it, you're pretty awesome, I think.
Yes, or did and, everyone have spirit sight? Just like good genes in like a racing dog, you gotta mix them together. So
yeah,
it's kind of a weird thing. It's like it's just promotes crossbreeding, right, and incest and all of that, and horrible. What should we call it? Basically just inbreeding, I think.
Yeah, and human trafficking. The usual things.
Yeah, I reckon arranged marriages are very common in that era of Japan, so I don't think there's anything unusual with what's happening right there and then, but... Like, I mean, it's... he's probably historically accurate.
Yeah. It might be, but...
It's eyebrow-raising today, of course, yes.
Yeah. But then again, how free they get out of these marriages is kind of shocking to me. I haven't really seen that before. How you can just leave or... If things don't work out before you're married, you just leave or go back to your family or
I think it
die.
Just depends on how powerful your family is. Because if you're a lesser family, you're going to have to, if you leave the marriage, you're going to have to probably a disgrace on all of your family. and your family probably has to like be in servitude to the more powerful family for generations. Like, yeah. Like they basically alluded to other families being. So yeah. But yeah, you mentioned powers. I think we should go back to the powers. And I did not like the powers. I really didn't think this story needed powers.
No, it doesn't really need it. But how they set up the latest episodes and everything, you kind of needed them, because there were so many agenda being pushed towards both people that it was kind of weird if you didn't have it. Because it's many people trying to gain advantage from very far away, and you wouldn't really do that if you didn't have power scaling or powers in the show.
Yeah, sure. But I would just prefer like an old-fashioned love story, right? With like a rival and like maybe another love interest, and then disagreeing families. So yeah, you incorporate both Romeo and Juliet. And then you can even go into the like cheesy realm of like Twilight, because you have like this utterly useless Koji that's never going to get the girl. He's just going to stand there on the sideline like a Mike Newton character compared to like an Edward Cullen. Like he doesn't have a chance against this fabulous vampire. So yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was where we were going in the beginning.
Sounds like you have watched a lot of Twilight. I've never watched it, so...
I've actually read Twilight. I have not watched Twilight.
Okay, yeah. Or perhaps the books are better.
No, but they're very easy to read. Yeah. They're like Harry Potter, easy to read, and you get through them, right? It's like... I used to read a lot, basically. Yeah. Not anymore. Attention span is too destroyed by modern day internet. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean you always have something to do on your TV or phone. So
the love story kind of devolves. I mean, I wish it was more a love story and less, I don't know.
Yeah.
Less a war of families, and
it seems like they try to force the problems when they were together. It felt like it was forced later down the line.
Yeah, because they were getting along so perfectly.
Yeah,
previously it's like. I think she has a very good character design. She looks fantastic, and she has one of the softest voices you will ever hear in anime, I think. I mean,
yeah,
she does apologize every other second, and that could be pretty annoying, but I mean, given the circumstances, I think it falls pretty naturally for her.
Yeah, I felt really... emotional about her backstory, about the bullying and shut inside. I felt like that part was really well written, or at least the first 6-7 episodes were really amazing.
Yeah, I generally have the same impression. I really liked the first 5 or 6 episodes. When it was more like a love story, and or like them getting to know each other, and their back and forths, and like discovering that they're, I wouldn't say perfect for each other, but they're compatible at least.
Yeah, and basically you could have cut it at 6 episodes. I think it was around 6 episodes when they. Made the when they take her back from being kidnapped and that I think they could have cut it there.
That basically just makes it like a damsel in distress story where where there is this White Knight character that comes riding in at the last second.
Yeah.
That's maybe a little too easy, I think. The bad guys get what they deserve, and
I
then
mean,
they
they
live happily
don't.
ever after. It's like that is the that
Yeah, but
would have been the conclusion if they cut it right there.
the bad guys don't get what they deserved. They should be having their throats slit and laid in a ditch somewhere.
Well, yeah, well,
I mean, there's basically no punishment.
yeah, because they were a powerful family and now they're a disgraced family.
Yeah.
So for them, this is a fate worse than death, probably, but yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I'm just having ill feelings towards the stepmom and stepsister.
Yeah,
No,
but
not
I mean,
stepsister.
in the end, they turn it around and then she needs to actually save him. So it's like they needed to slip that in before they ended the story and before they could be happily married.
Yeah.
It's a weird custom, though, I guess. If you're engaged to someone and then you're engaged to someone you've never met and then you go to live with them. And I guess if he wasn't an important person with like servants and so on and so forth, all she would have been expected to do all the housework and all of those things.
Yeah. It's the thing is also he don't have a lot of servants compared to where she lived before. But then again they had children and everything, so maybe that was some of the things. But he's very encapsulated in his own presence in the house because he's afraid of getting poisoned. He's an upstanding citizen. Leading the military.
Yeah, he's a very high position in the military, but
Yeah.
yeah, I know that poison gimmick, but that disappears after like one episode, and then they don't care about that anymore, so I don't think that's true at all. I mean, there's nothing in this world in the first like 9 episodes that could ever come close to hurting him. He showed himself to be so superior
I mean,
strength-wise to ev everything he met until that point, so yeah, it's kind of like a strange dynamic.
yeah, I don't think anyone in this universe could move in an inch, maybe. I mean, we saw the duel he had later against Arata, but it was kind of an unfair duel if he'd gone full out from the start. I think the outcome would be quite different.
It's a very weird use of phrase, I think, because like well, if you win, I will teach you whatever, and if I win, I will you'll you, Mio has to stay with me, and it's like, aren't you dueling to the death?
Yeah.
How are you gonna tell him the secret if he kills you? It's like, well.
Yeah. And also when she comes back to live with him, she don't get to teach this or I don't know.
Yeah, it was
At
the
least that we
suppressed
see.
power of the what family was it?
Usuba.
Usuba family, okay. Are we supposed to care about that?
No. I mean, there's
I
no.
mean, her mother seemed like a good person, but as I mean, it's not. I don't know why we should care about that. We should care about their relationship right now.
Yeah. I mean,
Mio and Kyoka's relationship.
kind of weird. I felt like they were just throwing. Not new things, but they were just throwing things that you could complicate the story with upon each other and just made a whole mess of that later in the episodes.
Yeah, and I mean, we got fights, but the fights weren't especially good. It's not like I paid attention to them. That's like,
no, I mean, the only fight really that was anything to take notice of was the duel between him and Arata. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm surprised Mio let that happen. It's like, why? Aren't you going to stick by your man? Regardless?
Yeah. I mean, she's so insecure and not sure what to do. She just found her old family. Perhaps some of the reasons why.
Yeah, but she rejected Koji earlier under torture. The only person that's ever been kind to her. So, I don't know.
No.
It was actually a good deal she was presented with. She could have Koji and... yeah, it was actually a decent deal.
But I think she kind of forgot about Koji for...
Yeah, yeah, but she could have just lied, you know? It did all go away. Not ruin the beautiful kimono.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
The stepmom and Kaya expected that if she said the words, it would have been a binding magical contract that she couldn't go back on. Like, I don't think it works like that.
No. But then again, they have certain devices in this world, like phones. Maybe there were a recording device somewhere. But then again, it would be under pressure, so who knows?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's maybe some blood magic involved that you can't break your word or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because the powers is... Not really out-fleshed in the story. We just know that Kodo is the strongest... family-wise. So, yeah.
Yeah. And we know that the... What did you call it? The... U-something? Usuda?
Usuda.
Is like the secretive magical power that counters other things, family.
Yeah, they're made for fighting humans.
Okay.
They're the only bloodline that's made for fighting humans, and all the other families are made for fighting this. I'm going to butcher this. Grotesquaries. So, yeah. Probably other families around there that could do the same, but these are the ones we know about. In this story, at least.
Yeah, I mean... Wasn't there, like, a royal plot as well? It's kind of glossed over it. Like, okay.
I mean,
That's probably where all the grotesques came from, right?
You see it towards episode 11 and 12, how the... What's it called? The Emperor Mikado... it's probably a title of a feudal lord or something, a royal thing. He's the father of the feminine prince we saw.
Maybe that's
and
a
he
young...
He opened the graves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that just a power grab, or what was that, actually? Was there any rhyme or reason for why he did this?
I mean, he did it to... He wanted... he didn't want Mio and Kodo to join together and make a baby. A mixed baby with the power of the...
Ah, yeah.
Usuda. Yeah, I mean... yeah.
It's weird though, because some people assume that Mio has powers, while her original fa or not her original, but I mean, Siamori family assumes she doesn't have powers, and then they discover, well, maybe she does have powers. So,
Suddenly
I
the
think
cards
they
are changed.
have to make up their minds because she hasn't shown any signs of powers.
No.
And then she starts having nightmares, and then everyone finds out that she has nightmares all of a sudden. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's it's a mess, and I wasn't impressed with the latter part. And this is all my fault because I recommended we watch this.
I mean, I enjoyed the watch. I was the first, well, until the thing we mentioned, episode 6-ish. I had this down as a 10 out of 10, actually.
Okay.
So yeah,
Yeah,
I was emotionally invested in the story and emotionally invested in all these characters. The only thing I didn't like was the low punishment. Yeah.
I was hoping that this would be like a more adult otome fairy tale. The other kind of similar period show that I was watching earlier.
I mean, there's probably a season 2 on the in the works, maybe.
Because that show where it's like just a poor girl that marries like a one-armed boy, they're too young to actually have like that kind of a relationship. But these two are old enough to have like a real marriage, and we get so little of it. So, more love story, less magic. And I don't need
Yeah.
a season two, I think.
I really want a season 2. I tried to find some stuff about the manga. It wasn't up to this part where we are. Maybe season episode 9 or something. But this is sourced from the novel, so maybe I should read the novel because, yeah.
Yeah, but what have we said about reading? It's impossible.
Not for me, not for me.
Okay.
At least the light novels, I can go through that easily.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I did like the art style was fantastic. All of the sakura trees, all of the architecture, all of that was great. The kimonos, the voice acting.
And it's
There was
because the
just.
studio that made it was the Made in Abyss studio, maybe.
I don't think that really have mattered. I think.
Shield Hero studio also. They did the all three.
I think the manga usually dictates the art style though, in
Yeah.
most things, and then it's what you do with it in like the important parts, in the transition parts where you can see like well, basically just how you deal with transition scenes and walking scenes and moving backgrounds and all of that.
Yeah.
And how much
It's
hand-drawn art you actually have, and NPC faces you've bothered drawing.
Yeah.
So for me, I gotta give it a 6, I think.
A 6. What
Yeah.
the
But it's not good. I can't give it a 7 because it's not good.
Well, I'm really shocked now. I was invested every moment of it.
Yeah, it starts off great. There's nothing wrong with it until like episode 4 or 5, and then it gradually gets a little worse.
Yeah.
A little worse, and then it just ends up terrible.
Well, you know what to say. Yeah.
I don't know what they say. What do they say?
Bad taste.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to use the entire scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way you've criticized this, in the same breath you're gonna give it a high score. That's just doesn't make sense. It's like one of those IGN reviews where they rag on about things, and then at the end it says 9 out of 10 IGN.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, a 7.5 from me.
That's basically okay. So it could be either a 7 or an 8.
Yeah. First part was an 8. Later part was a 7 for me.
Interesting.
It's how they... Well, you know how they did the later part. They just trolled a bunch of things we really didn't need on top of the main characters. And as you said, it would be better to have just a romance drama like the Otome thing you watched. Yeah.
Yeah, or like Magus Bride as well. That's a really slow romance, I think. I don't even know if it's going to turn into a romance, but that's like the slowest crawling romance you'll ever see. But it's like, you don't feel like it's branching off in any stupid direction. We're still moving forward. Their relationship is still improving, and yeah. That is also one of those sexless marriages.
Yeah.
Where the characters are married, but they're not married at the same time.
Because who would want that, yeah.
Oh, she wants it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but he's a bone.
He can turn himself into anything. But yes,
It's been a long time since I've watched it, so...
Yes, he is like a... I don't know what animal that is.
He has horns, at least. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone, Frederick wanted us to watch this because he thought it was the best thing ever.
Yeah, I was disappointed. And I'm trying to remember other love stories we've covered. And I can't really...
Darling in the Franxx?
That's not a love story. That's horrible as well.
Have we talked about Your Lie in April, maybe?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. That's
more a tragedy, though, I think.
Well, yeah. But a love story, at least.
Yeah, but it doesn't go anywhere, right? That's one of the love stories that definitely doesn't go anywhere because she lies until the end, hence the name.
Yeah.
Your Lie in April.
Yeah.
Your Name is a love story, right?
Yeah.
That's a little better love story.
The pancreas thing.
Oh no. Yeah, that's Your Lie in April-esque.
Garden in the Woods.
Wait, Garden of Words? With the teacher? That's not a love story. Okay, then we might as well say that, what's it called? The two sisters, that one of them is a teacher.
That's a romance series.
Yeah.
Domestic Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one with the best opening in all of anime. Yeah, totally that's wasted, that's insane. On this absolute garbage.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's totally insane.
How hard that opening by, I think it's Minami or whatever, like, it's insane how hard that opening goes. Yeah. I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I had this as my ringtone for a while.
Violet Evergarden, a love story, but her love interest is dead, I think.
Violet Evergarden.
Yeah, the girl with the typewriter and the metal hands.
Oh, yeah.
The one, the show that looks so absolutely incredible, but then Violet is a plank of wood walking around with, yeah.
Yeah, apps. She's a soulless being.
Well, that's the prettiest show you'll ever see. That's not good. Well, I think the later seasons are a little better, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Also, the movie was good.
Oh, have you watched Toradora? That's a love story. That's actually a good story.
No, I haven't watched that.
That's one unlikable person and one very likable guy that thinks they have a crush on two other people, and then they convince themselves that that is the case for half the series before they finally find out that maybe they are meant for each other. So yeah, that is a good love story. 10 out of 10.
10 out of... Okay, you have something.
Toradora is 10 out of 10. I guarantee.
I might have to watch it then when you're giving it so...
It's not... I'm not sure you would like it, but I mean, this is actually one of the Christmas anime, I think. Because they do reference Christmas in it. So it's like one of the few anime...
Yeah.
...that people watch during Christmas.
We're nearing Christmas. We have a Tokyo Godfathers episode out from a while back.
Yeah.
That's like one of the only Christmas anime movies ever made.
I think Tokyo Godfathers is aging pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah. Totally.
Ahead of its time.
True. So, what do you want to watch for next time?
I kind of want to watch a couple of things. I think that, what was the deaf thing we watched earlier? I think that's
Mount. Death Play.
Yeah. With the shark.
But it's not finished.
With the stuffed shark and the edgy visuals.
Yeah. I mean, sure, when it's finished, we could do an episode about that. I think maybe it's...
I think Slime has a new season as well. I'm going to watch that, but we're probably not going to do an episode on it because there's like a lot of slime that we haven't covered.
Yeah, like 5 seasons worth or something.
Yeah. I guess if Goblin Slayer is safe, we might cover it. I'm not sure if it's too sus.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. If it was more sus, I would cover it.
Okay.
I mean, Pluto released on Netflix.
Sure.
I think that's an absolute... Absolute good show. And then we'll just wait for things to finish up for this season, fall 2023.
Yeah, and if we get really desperate, I'll force Karsten to watch Bleach or something. That would be fun.
Ah, Bleach, yeah. I mean,
there's no way it can be good, though, right? Because the story can't evolve outside of the manga, I expect. And the manga ended horribly and is not very good, so... it surprises me that it has such a good reception.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing top-tier animation and everything, so at least from the small clips I've seen on various places. Yeah. I mean, we could do that. There would be, I mean, one season to watch or something.
Yeah.
And I would have to watch a little more because I stopped after the Eisen fight in the old Bleach. I don't know how many episodes I would have to watch then. Maybe 20?
Aren't there several the Eisen new? Fights? Maybe there aren't. I don't remember.
The last one. Okay. In when they go into Hueco Mundo.
Like the most stereotypical Spanish name I've ever heard. And then everyone else is stereotypical Spanish there, right? Every single person there.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
Oh, by the way, do they have, I'm gonna check right now. Do they have the same voice actors as the old Bleach?
I would think so.
Yeah, they actually do. Wow. That is interesting. It's like... would be 15 years between them, right? Maybe more.
10, 15, yeah.
So yeah, and then... we always say we're gonna do Jobless Reincarnation, but we're probably not gonna do Jobless Reincarnation.
No. Well, if we
if both of us watch it, sure. But I'm not sure both of us will watch it.
I mean, I read the manga up to the current, so yeah. I think I have other things to watch. I'm on episode 500 of One Piece now, so catching up there, just 580 to go.
Sure. So when does our favorites come out? Like Yuru Camp Season 3? Maybe some Heavenly Delusion Season 2, maybe? I think they're coming next year, right? All of them?
Yeah, it's not in winter, so it would be spring, yeah, spring 2024. And they're pairing up with Slime Season 3, Mukusho Tensei Part 2, 2 Part 2.
Not bad, not bad.
So, yeah.
Oh, and there was one more thing, right? What's it called? The Vampire Girl.
Kaiju? Okay.
Call of the Night.
Call of the Night, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite from 2022.
I don't think anything has been announced yet.
Ah, all right. So, well then.
Probably just waiting for them. There's a lot of things that maybe have... I see Konosuba Season 3... One Punch Man Season 3.
Oh, One Punch Man, yeah, that's going to be good. Doesn't even matter who makes it, they still manage to do a decent job.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But there's one thing I want us to watch together, and that would be a group watch between you and me.
Okay.
And then take a show after. And that would be Uzumaki from... Junji Ito. There's a 4-episode thing coming in maybe this year or next year.
Okay, so that's super gory or something, right?
Well, a little gory, a little psychological. I think I read
so it's dark.
4 times. Yeah, it's dark. So, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think we have a lot of things to focus for the next seasons.
So we'll definitely do that, and we'll get back to you much sooner than this episode, whenever we release this.
So you can catch us on SoundCloud, podcast apps you have, iTunes. Give us a rating on whatever app you have. We're on Spotify also, the Casual Anime Podcast. You can write us messages on our X account, which is the Casual Anime Pod. So, yeah.
That should be all. All right, until next time.
Goodbye.